So, how do we actually work with Dukkha? I've got this diagram here. Three things that co-arise with Dukkha. So we've got Dukkha, wanting and not wanting, or craving aversion. Tightness and holding on in the body. And then the illusion of a fixed and separate I, or as Sangharakshita would frame it, small self. So these things are all connected. If you take any of them away, the others cease to be. So the ceasing of one, the others lessen or cease. Tightness holding on in the body. So that resistance to our experience is always going to be experienced as tightness and holding on. And wanting and not wanting is always expressed in that way in the body. Letting go of wanting and not wanting is always going to come with physical ease and relaxation. And all of these go with a small self, with this illusion of fixed and separate I. So the stronger that illusion, the more dukkha, the more craving and aversion, and the more tightness and holding in the body, and vice versa. So that means we've got all these ways in, really, of working with dukkha. I'm not going to talk about all of them. Some of them we've kind of already covered, really, and we've been doing a lot of practice of the letting go, relaxing, letting go in the body. And we've been doing a lot of the turning towards experience rather than pushing away through focusing and the emphasis we've brought in the meditation. I talked last night about some of the ways of working with anatta,